And I believe a lot of other video companies won't take risks and advertise on Google and spend $5,000 to go to an expo. But if you have a product, but no one knows you exist and you actually have nothing, and that line has just stuck with me.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show, the first one, in fact, for 2020. On the line, I'm with Trevor Rapalai. We're going to be talking about videography and all the ins and outs of that. But before we jump into the details of that show, I'd just like to say thank you for everybody who has supported the show over the last handful of years. It's been wonderful. We've taken a little bit of a break, and it's been refreshing. And I'm looking forward to bringing you some great guests. And with that in mind, I'm obviously on the line with Trevor. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. I've been looking forward to this call, Trevor. I'm reinvigorated. I've had a bit of a break, and you are actually our first call for 2020.
I feel so special. I just chugged a bunch of espresso, so I am also invigorated.
Hyped up and ready to go. That's fantastic news. So look, on today's show, for everybody who is on the line, we are going to be talking about videography, and we're going to be learning a lot about the ins and outs and the impact that video is actually making. Clearly, you can see that we're on video today, and I think that's just the way it's going to be in the future. But before we get into that, Trevor, and before you share your expertise with us, I was wondering if you could tell a little bit about yourself, where you live, and what you like to do when you're not working.
Wow, love that. So yeah, I live in beautiful Long Beach, California. I started my first business when I was like 13 years old. We can dive into that. But what I love to do on the weekends, this sounds so cliche, I love to work on my business. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I love to like close my laptop, not check email, and be like, all right, what worked last month? And what didn't work last month? And like, it's one of my favorite things to be like, whew, okay, we learned from that, now let's move on. So, and I love to triple down on what works rather than trying to find 20 things that worked. I'd rather find one or two things that work perfectly.
Yeah, so. Fantastic. Yeah, and that's just the thing. It's one thing to get to a certain level, and then it's another thing altogether to go to that next step, isn't it?
It's literally totally different from, I used to think when I first started that a good day was getting my email inbox down to zero, but that's not a good day, right? A good day is booking a client, meeting with your team for a one-on-one, or just a big picture idea that I wish I would have known when I first began a long time ago.
And, you know, we talk on the My Future Business Show, Trevor, a lot about work-life balance and, you know, this need to keep yourself healthy and happy, because it's one thing to grind, but it's another thing to look after yourself. When you are actually away from doing anything like that, I'm sure there are times where you do other things. What are some of those other things that you like to do?
Man, one of my favorite things is to bike around Long Beach. I'm not talking like I bike 20 miles and I'm in those, like, suits. I just like to bike. People kind of make fun of me. They say I look homeless a bit because I bring my sleeping bag and I put it in the front of my bike thing, my, you know, the little rent a bike that you get.
Yes.
And I bike for 3 miles. I have this spot that I just look at the ocean and I just like read business books, magazines. I literally attribute our growth to moments like that where I just read. It's one of my favorite things, and I can't wait to do it again this weekend.
So you're hungry for knowledge, and that's obviously a big thing for people on the show to take away, is that thirst.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny to dive into it. I honestly believe if you don't have a thirst, literally a true thirst to learn every single day, I truly believe that your business cannot grow. It cannot get larger, because we just don't know what we don't know, right? And it's one of my favorite things to learn new things.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing. Now, I'd like to move on to this, I guess, the genesis of your experience and your first exposure. You know, that moment in time where you were first exposed to video, and what was the revelation for you when that happened?
Man, so I'm 29 now. It was like I was 13, I think, back in, man, 2003 when the VHS cameras were kind of getting out of style. Maybe let's take it back to like the 90s, right? My dad would always film everything. I mean, when my mom was upset, when we would be crying, when he would film the happy moments. It was, and I should probably tell him this, I just loved how he never stopped rolling. He just filmed everything. So literally we have VHS boxes and boxes in our house of just moments where I can count so many times where my mom like will go, Kevin, all right, let's like turn that camera off. But then he would be rolling. So I just fell in love. So I would grab the camera as like a 9-year-old and lug it around on my shoulder. And I just fell in love with capturing the real moment as it is now. Unscripted, no lights, no telling people we're about to roll. I would just film. And as a kid, we used to film these videos with movies, and I literally would put on like a piece of paper and just film the piece of paper like this of like who was in the movie. And that's just where I felt, that's where I fell in love with story. And I think that's why it's translated so well into the corporate world of how we help businesses tell their story. So I also think that's where I got it. But yeah, it's been since I was like 9 years old.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. You just brought up some memories for me. You know, that moment in time
Right.
where you're sitting in your lounge room and you're just going through all these old tapes. I mean, we obviously don't use tapes anymore. You know, that's how far back I'm thinking. And they were grainy, they were horrible, but they were raw and they were real, weren't they?
They were, I like the word raw and I love the word real. It's no matter what, you couldn't really edit things back then. You couldn't add a filter. You couldn't cut things up for a 15-second Instagram story. It just was. And I miss that. Like I miss those moments.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And you know, you've obviously taken that those early days of your experience with video and you've turned it into a wonderful organization. I'd love to talk a little bit about why and when you decided to do that.
So it's kind of, I want to try and shorten this story here, but I have always been an entrepreneur. Even since I was 13, I had my first business at age 13. I was converting DVDs or VHS to DVD, making 13 bucks a DVD. Profit margin was insane. I could buy all the latest Game Boys and RC cars.
Lovely.
And then I started to mow lawns. I started to referee soccer. I didn't want to sit still. And I always wanted to do stuff and make money. To be very, very honest, I wanted to always have money to buy the latest stuff,
Fair enough.
the latest walkie-talkies, latest tech. So what that translated into was right after college, I started eventfilming.net, which was a wedding film company. We did over 100 weddings at our peak. It was so much fun filming the moments, once again, those raw moments, putting a mic on the groom as he turned around for the first time to see his bride.
Yeah, wow.
Just getting that interaction, right? Putting a mic on the mom and having a shot of the mom as the daughter walks down the aisle, getting her crying, saying, oh my God, look how pretty. It's just like those moments that other video people didn't think to capture. I always wanted to. It was those to let the wall down, be vulnerable moments. And about 3 years ago, we pivoted to corporate filming. And now we only help corporations drive sales with ongoing videos of their story and of their passion. We basically humanize brands is what we do, and we love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I wonder if the storyline is much different. You know, we're dealing with human beings, Trevor, and even in the workplace, the corporate setting, is it far removed from, you know, that wedding experience in terms of capturing emotion?
So if any of my old wedding clients are listening, we filmed over 500 weddings. I love you. It's nothing against you. It is easier to sell to B2B. Let me actually rephrase that. It's easier to close a B2B sale than it is a B2C sale. Because the customer, this is their money. This is their livelihood. This is their money
yep.
with a business, it's not really their money.
Yep.
So they're easier to sign off on it. Plus, there's usually a preset budget. So it's not easy to get in front of the right buyers. We invest a lot in marketing, expos, et cetera.
Yep.
But when you're in front of them and we have such a good product, which our team does, it helps us to sell it fast. Helps us to sell it better. So absolutely, it's easier to sell B2B than B2C.
Yeah. Do you, I'm wondering, you know, because we're trying to help startup entrepreneurs and small to medium-sized businesses, Trevor, in terms of the kit that someone would use, let's say I want to get into this video space, but I'm not yet ready to come and see you. What's some of the tips you would give for somebody who's starting up and want to do video?
So my number one tip would be you don't have to spend $30,000 to first invest, right?
Yep.
Honestly, my recommendation is you honestly need to spend probably $5,000 to $10,000, right? A good body, a good camera body, a good lens, good audio, good tripod. And I'm going to be very honest with you. You're not going to get paid your first couple projects. Like, I get very passionate about this. I don't know why people think they are entitled to anything, right? Because nobody is, right?
No.
And I worked for free for years. I mean, like 5 years I worked for free. And so for someone that's just beginning out in the film space, I would recommend buy the equipment, test it on your friends, test it in the backyard, film your dog, right? Just, you can't expect to buy something at Best Buy on Monday and then get a first paying gig on Friday. That's just, it just doesn't work
doesn't,
that way.
Doesn't happen.
Right?
Does
but
it?
Some people think it does. So my recommendation to anybody is you have to get experience, and your first 20 videos, they're probably not going to be very good. And that's, and like, that's okay.
That's okay.
Just keep learning, keep filming, be upfront with somebody, be like, hey, I'm just starting out. I'd love a shot. Could I make you a video on me?
Yeah.
That's how we got off the ground, is we did free videos. And then I said, if you like me, the next time you'll have to pay.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's kind of a lead magnet, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I wonder, you know, given that we've talked about raw and real, on the other side, we're talking corporate, we're talking structured, we know the projected outcome, what we want to see at the end. What sort of a structure do you use when dealing with corporate clients?
So corporate clients are so interesting because they just want it done right. And the one thing I wish I would tell myself when I first began was, it's not so much about the price. It's about who can truly execute from hello, this is Trevor, to here's your final video. And a lot of businesses forget the middle ground, which is actually finishing the project that you said you would start.
Yeah.
So I think the one recommendation I give to somebody that's diving into the corporate space is make sure you just stay top of mind with them. Saying there's no update is still an update. Hey, still working on your video. Hey, still working on your contract. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Just the worst thing we could do, which we made this error all the time, is we would just fall silent with a bride for a month.
Oh, I should be panicking.
Because we were behind.
Yeah.
But the best thing you could do is most people are understanding. Hey, I'm so sorry. We're 2 weeks backed up. I will get your project by June 1st.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would get really upset at that.
Yeah. So,
right.
You're really focusing on this communication being very important.
Yeah. And in terms of the corporate question that you originally asked, I went on a ramble there.
That's was, right. I do it all the time. Every day I do that.
Right.
Just ask my wife.
I actually heard a quote yesterday. Let me turn off my notifications right now because they're going off. And I don't, if you can pause the part of this podcast one sec. You guys edit this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do anything we like with the technology that we have available.
I don't know why I can't I can usually pause my notifications and it's not...
We can't see or hear either of them, so it's not a big issue.
Oh, you can't hear the Slack?
No.
Oh, well, then never mind. Okay.
There you go.
It kept... Okay. So do you want to actually re-ask that question again just so I can start up?
Yeah, well, look, I think we can take it in a different direction now. I was also wondering, you talked a little bit about the value, I guess the upfront investment. Now, assuming that we're a startup business, $30,000, even though it's a relatively small price for some of the stuff, you know, red cameras and things like this that I've seen around, you'd buy a $30,000 tripod for one of those. I was wondering for that startup person that had no money at all and they've got maybe a GoPro or a, you know, an S10 Samsung or an iPhone or something like that. Can they get away with that sort of technology when they first start out?
You mean as a filmmaker?
Just to start making videos to help them getting comfortable in front of the camera.
Yep, absolutely. I honestly believe the worst thing you could do as a first-time shooter is go and buy a $4,000 Sony.
Yeah.
Like it's work, find a friend, find a wedding video forum.
Yep.
And say, hey, let me be your second. Let me shadow you. Get some experience out there.
Yep.
But also, I'm a big advocate. If you spend $100 on a GoPro, even though it says a microphone, it's not going to sound good, right? So the reason why here at Corporate Filming, our videos range anywhere from 10,000 to 60, it's because our equipment is top notch. We make everybody look beautiful.
Absolutely.
Like beautiful. So it's that quality difference, right? It's you have to invest in your craft and someone can immediately tell if you have it.
I always like to put myself, Trevor, in the shoes of the customer. And I think to myself, you've come to me and I'm the corporate executive. I'm the one who's going to be behind that lens and you're pointing it at me. I've never had any experience at this at all. I guess the question is, Trevor, can anybody get behind the lens and feel comfortable? Because I know that public speaking, for example, was up there with the one of the biggest fears that people have. How do you deal with that?
So one of the things I'm so passionate, our team doesn't allow scripts anywhere. We don't let people write this pre-scripted thing that gets approved by HR, that gets approved. We don't let it because we write differently than how we speak. And I get head to head with some people in a very nice way where they're like, every other film team has let us use a script. And I look at their video and the CEO is
Robot.
Talking like this to the camera. And I'm not making fun of that.
No, of course not.
Yeah. It's like, but once again, how our team gets somebody to just relax, we tell them as they're setting up, hey, I'm Trevor. Hey, when we're going, pretend no one else is here. We're just going to have a conversation about why you love what you do. And we're going to dive into your passion. And it's going to be very conversational. And hey, by the way, We're going to talk for about 10 minutes, but in the video, we will use your best 18 seconds because the video is going to be 90 seconds. Then they kind of just relax a little bit. And I sometimes make a joke. I say, don't worry. We're not live on Facebook. We're not live. Like this is literally
pre-recorded.
Yeah. And most of the time people do fantastic. You know who usually does the best on film is the entry-level admin person, the receptionist, the maintenance worker, because and you would think it was the opposite. You would think the CEO is going to do the best.
Yep.
It's usually the opposite.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny as I realize that. So the reason why we can make people feel less or more comfortable on camera is we do not let them have a script. And we just have a conversation with them about why they do what they love. And it just comes across so authentically.
Well, that's one of the core approaches that we use on the My Future Business Show. There's nothing in my mind that's worse than, you know, having to run question A, then question B, and question C. It just feels so artificial. So I think that's a wonderful thing, that approach that you're taking.
Yeah, and something I wish I would have told Mike, because I know people listening are people that are successful and really high up in a seat in a Fortune 500, all the people that are just beginning out.
Yep.
The one thing I wish I would have known 5 years ago was clients hire your company for a reason. So it's okay to tell them that their ideas are not the best. And I mean that in a very like nice way. Don't say they're wrong. Of course. Can't believe that's a dumb idea.
Yep.
But we win a lot of our contracts because our team says, hey, I actually don't, do you mind if I tell you my ideas? I think we should actually go to your main location. Let's find three stories of people that love working for you. Plus, let's follow them back to their house and film their kids and film their kids at the dinner table, because now their father can be home with their kids because the job lets him leave early. That's a story. Like, that is something I get so passionate about. So anyone that's just beginning out, people, my phone's on silent now.
It's good to be loved.
This is a outtake reel. We actually make them on every single product we do. We actually make an outtake reel.
We're going raw. This is staying in.
No, we are still rolling. See, authenticity, right?
Yep.
He's going. So the one thing I would give to my younger self and to anyone listening that's beginning out, your clients hired your company for a reason. Clients want to be guided. They want to be told what's best. And if you as their vendor don't tell them they're wrong, who's going to?
Yeah.
Right? I've never used the word wrong. I've said, can I give you my thoughts?
Have you considered this?
A line I say is, our past clients have found success in.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I insert in the line, because most corporate people calling us for videos, they don't know what they want. So we have won deals because they've said our sales team is the only team that says, I don't actually like that. Do you mind if I give you my ideas? Yeah. And I thought it would blow up in our face. It has worked pretty much time.
Well, this comes back to that whole idea of communication and the ability to take a leadership role where somebody who doesn't really know, you have to assume that they don't know these things. So anybody's on the call today listening to this, there's some sage advice right there. So Trevor, I'd love to go through some of the clients that you've worked with. We've got the Googles and the likes. You know, you've got some pretty major players there. These are not backyarders. Now, how did this all come about for you? Was it just like the yellow brick road?
So it's actually so funny. Our marketing team, we want to go where people think customers aren't anymore. We found Home Depot on Bing.
Yep.
If you can believe that. Google, we networked with them at a live stream for another company. I like beelined. I saw someone's bad that said Google. I almost like tackled them.
ran towards them.
Right. And so Home Depot was Bing. Google was just at an event where we were filming. And I always think when I go to an event or I'm filming at an office, who else can I meet and introduce myself to? Because just because we're doing a video for finance, maybe culture may want a video, right? So yep. Just us as owners, we just have to be, I think that's why I believe all owners have like a slight form of ADD, because we just have to, we're just always, our eyes are always peeling for the next chance.
Yep.
And so we found a lot of our people from honestly spending money on marketing when we first began. When I first went off with the company, we spent $30,000 on Google AdWords. And I was only 21, 22, and we'd have three bad months with nothing, and then we'd suddenly big deal, then we'd go. But at the very end of 12 months, we were in the green.
Yeah.
So it's about just taking risks that other competitors won't take. And I believe a lot of other video companies won't take risks and advertise on Google and spend $5,000 to go to an expo. But if you have a product, but no one knows you exist and you actually have nothing, and that line has just stuck with me. So that's why we put, 15% of our annual revenue to marketing.
Yeah.
I think the average is like 11 or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, in this day and age of all online, Trevor, you don't necessarily consider things like going out and meeting people and actually doing the old school networking anymore, do you? And that's where that secret key to unlock that hidden door is.
Yeah, and so even as I'm talking, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I do not network as much as I should. I don't go to chamber events. I don't get lunches with people that are down the street, and it's bad. And I wish I would change that. And I should. I should have like a TBD iCal in my thing every Wednesday at noon. Get lunch with somebody. I don't know if that's an idea I thought of.
on the fly.
So, yeah, it's like, you never know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And that's really, we found one of our largest deals. I was at lunch at a show. I happened to sit by, you know, it's that awkward time where you have to find a table to sit by somebody at like a conference.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll sit by. I could sit by myself. I'm kind of over socializing. No, I got to sit by people. Sat by somebody, talked to him. He said, I already have video. Seemed kind of short with me. I'm like, all right. I backed off.
Yep.
A month later, I got an email from someone saying, hey, this person said to use you, closed a huge deal, all from a 20-minute lunch convo.
That's fantastic.
So, and we go to conferences and expos that aren't free.
Yep.
And that's why we're able to find these larger clients.
Yep.
So a lot of video companies, a lot of businesses beginning out, the best thing you, like, we did not pay ourselves for 2 years.
For a long time.
Yeah. Yep. People thought we were rich. I got so many texts. Oh, look at, I'm like, what are you guys talking about? But like, you have to put the money back into the business. Our first $1,000, we, it's still in the office. We bought a DDD burner.
Yep.
First $1,000 and we still have it. Yep. And it's, you just have that mentality as an owner that even if I suddenly find a $500,000 deal, I as an owner am not going to go buy a house, because I honestly believe that is not only my money. That's my teams. That's the businesses. And I truly believe that. And I think that's why we've scaled as much as we have, because I just really believe we're all in it as a team.
That's wonderful mindset feedback there. Thank you so much. That's the essence of why I do the My Future Business Show, why I deliver this show, because we're digging deep into the leaders' minds, their mindset, their thoughts, their visions, their dreams, their direction. And speaking of directions, we're at the start of a new year. How do you plan out 12 months from the start of any year?
So I can say that we don't forecast. This is very, I'm very authentic and very open. We don't forecast. We didn't in the past as much as we should, right? If things are going well, it's like, well, what do we have to forecast? We know what's coming in. Or if things are going bad, with sometimes it does with businesses, you're like, oh, I don't want to forecast. We're not going to have a budget. But literally spend 2 hours, put it on your iCal, even if you send the invite to yourself, right? You have to set aside the time. So how we forecasted, it was a very definable forecast. It wasn't, we want to hit a million.
Yep.
It was, we are going to hit a million by, and it was going to 4 franchise expos, going to 4 different expos, paying X amount on AdWords, paying X amount on Bing, plus we have a customer experience budget where all we do is send out mugs, candy, baby onesies, surprises. We frame the photo. If we film it, we just have a budget that's literally to make leads and clients feel good.
Yep.
And I believe that's why people have come back to us. One of the reasons. So if you try to make a 20-page forecast, you're never going to finish it.
Yep.
Try and forecast 8 things, but don't say, I want to go to this conference. Say, I want to go to this conference, meet 30 people, and close 30,000 within 60 days. That's a really definable forecast.
You've connected a statement to a goal, haven't you?
Yeah. And it's something I'm so passionate about. And my team knows that if they talk about something and there's not a goal attached, I just look around and they're like, you know what Trevor's going to say, how do we make this like a goal? And I'm just laughing. I'm like, well, yeah, because it will never get done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How do you know you reached a goal if you didn't define it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that really stuck with me. I'm like, oh, I got to define everything. So I recommend forecasting literally 8 things and put who you want to hit and just go by that. And then check in with yourself every 30 days on your iCal, literally.
Yep.
But check in on goal, check in on goal, check in on goal, because you're going to forget.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, when people are looking for you, where are they going to go? And what is the process when they first are introduced to you?
For like an incoming lead?
Absolutely.
So one of my favorite things about our website and about how we do things is we want to be so accessible. So if you go on our website, it will live chat to me and the entire team.
Yep.
If you call our extension, we're going to pick up even if it's at 9 p.m. So we make it so accessible for leads to contact us, because if I don't pick up, they're going to call the video company right down the road.
Yes.
And I'm amazed. I'm like out with friends that also have their own business and they like have a missed call. Oh, who was that? Oh, it's a lead, but it's Friday. I'll call him Monday.
Oh.
And in my head, I'm like,
dangerous.
I'm like, that could be nothing, or that client could change your life. And if entrepreneurs have that mindset where every time my phone rings, it could be my mom or it could be Home Depot. I kind of went off on a tangent there, because I just see it all the time.
Yep.
Where an email comes in, a lead comes in, someone says send a quote, and they wait until Monday. I'm like, what's Monday?
No.
Like, why not send it? Like,
every day might as well be a Monday.
Man, it's just, even like saying it out loud, it's just like, I want to instill in people, like, that could be the client of your life, and you're letting them hang up on you and call your competitor.
Yeah.
It's literally as simple as that. So basically, to go back to your original question, they live chat us or they submit a form to us. We email them, but it's not the typical, hey, thanks for emailing, corporate filming. We create videos. When do you want to chat? Everybody will do that. So how do you stand out from the noise? So our email back is something like, hey, Tim, happy Monday. Man, I went on your website. I love what you guys are all about. It might be a GIF of us dancing on set, right? It's like exactly how you just laughed. It's like for people to think that leads only reach out to you is just totally wrong. So how do you make somebody laugh? And I'm okay to be on the edge where some people are like, oh, that's a little unprofessional, but it's funny.
You're human.
It's different.
You're human.
You're human.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and I say, hey, I see that you're in the franchise space. By the way, we've done this for Go Minis. They found a $400,000 ROI. Plus, here's a behind the scenes video of what it took to get that project done. So then once again, it humanizes us. It's us at 4 in the morning, picking up the camera, hugging each other, hugging the client. It's like, oh, so the client can envision themselves using our service.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful.
And on top of that, I also Slack my team and say, get a thank you card out to this guy by end of day.
Yeah.
So within 48 hours, this person gets a handwritten note in the mail that says, thanks for reaching out. Can't wait to chat. I'm a firm advocate of no other video company ever does that. And
that's absolutely why
we win these larger deals.
Yeah, well, I've seen some of the activities. I've been researching your organization, as I do all my interviewees, because I like to know who I'm talking with. And for anybody who's wondering, don't wonder, just reach out to them at their wonderful team, corporatefilming.net. Trevor, I've had just such a wonderful time spending some time with you on the My Future Business show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.